no more anonymity, no more private chats, no more dissent without your name on it. And why do they want your name on it? This is why. I have a real fear that podcasts are going to be a thing of the past inside of 5 years. Because who wants to do a podcast just, you know, patting the ass of the people who are in charge? We are going to get a false flag, something that's going to be traceable to a comment made online. And someone is going to say, we need this system to identify people who are dangerous to our elected officials. Len, man, talk to me about the latest from our friends, the parliamentarians. What are they receiving? Who are they receiving it from? And are my comments in a catalog somewhere? Like, are they being stashed in a duotang, the mean things I've said on the CBC website?
Are you talking about the sergeant of arms, the deputy sergeant of arms?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Hey, do you remember a few years ago, the sergeant of arms actually, he took his gun out because there was a shooting?
Yes.
In the halls of the
yes. House of Commons. Yeah. That was probably 2011, maybe?
Probably around there, yeah.
Yeah, 2012.
This job is sometimes it's more than symbolic. He's, you know, the guy is allowed to carry a gun, at least the previous guy did. Anyways, enough about the past. Let's talk about the present. Because this government is, I had no idea. Actually, I knew it. It's now confirmed that the government is tracking what we say online. Right, like the deputy sergeant at arms was saying at a parliamentary committee, which I can't believe we were able to get this information from the committee. More on that later.
Doors open, I can't believe it.
Before now, they'll shut it momentarily. And they said that he's saying that the government has a quote, a very robust records management system.
That is incredible phrasing, like truly masterclass in niceties there compared to what's actually going on.
Yeah. So imagine that, you know, that someone or something is actively monitoring what we post online about our members of parliament. And well, if you have any semblance of privacy and having, you know, you're say it anonymously as a citizen, it's not the case anymore. The reason for all this, that they use the reasons of workplace harassment and violence prevention efforts, because they're saying that they want to identify threat behaviors and provide a record of harassment for potential law enforcement or platform removal requests, which seems to be more often these days. The government has the ability to ask, and well, you know, they have to abide by that. So posts are classified into categories such as misogynistic or other flagged content. And the amount of these flagged content, these harassment posts, spiked some 800% in 5 short years. So in 2019, or just before that, only 8 files were opened against threat behaviors. And then you just go a few years later, 2023, 2024, 530 were recorded. So that means they are actively looking at this. Now, keep in mind, during this duration that they're talking about here was also the protest that was going on in Ottawa and at the border in Alberta and at the Windsor border as well. So you imagine there'd be a lot of people writing stuff that is anti-government, anti-freedom. You know, it's just they were pissed off, and they were showing their displeasure everywhere on social media. So back in 2019, an investigation showed that dozens of MPs used trackers on their official websites, and they did this to gather data for targeting re-election advertisement. And also that raises the question about the misuse of parliamentary technology. This information, that they're gathering information, people are going on there. They're harvesting it. They say it's for election advertising, but really, could it be for something more? Anyways, and all this comes at a time that you have the Online Harm Act that they're throwing out there. So put this into the mix, into the blender. You got all those Bill C-22, Bill C-25, and you know what? A lot can be deemed to be considered harmful content. It's just, it's the discretion of whoever's in power. And so they could say that's hate speech or bullying or stuff like that. Really, this could create a new system in which there's a bunch of surveillance taking place. And political parties, they could use this to their advantage. Right now, you see what's going on. You have potentially, they're saying, they have a Russian influence going on in Alberta. We have...
RCMP denied that, by the way. Denied that report outright, unequivocally. And here the media anyway pushing this nonsense. Ridiculous. But anyway, sorry, continue.
And at the same time, you have the RCMP talking about Chinese influence that is impacting Canadian parliamentarians. And in fact, one parliamentarian, Michael Chong, was that his name? He was talking about this quite a bit in the House of Commons.
So, or not talking about it quite a bit.
Well, to the extent to which he could. This is what's going on out there. So there's a lot of moving parts here. And then on top of all that, on top of what I said, one more added piece to this beautiful story, the committee stuff. Now, this stuff was revealed by the Deputy Sergeant at Arms, a committee. We have committees now. I don't know if I talked about it here on Axis of Easy or on the CVP, but because the government now has a majority, the Liberal government has a majority, they have the ability to do a few interesting things through committees, such as picking and handpicking whatever witnesses they want to be coming to testify over there. But also now they're turning it off for public viewing, so people can't see what's going on. Is this democracy at action? I mean, I'll leave it for you to decide. So much is going on here. Scary times. Be careful what you say online if you haven't already done so, because you might be on the receiving end of some harassment claim, and who knows what comes from that.
This is just so ridiculous. So ridiculous at this time. Canadians have never been more divided about their government and the direction their government is going. And so that's naturally going to lead to posts that are critical both of the sitting government and of sitting MPs. That does not constitute harassment, number one. Number two, thick skin needs to be a requirement of the job. You're in an era where everybody has an opinion, including MPs, by the way, who frequently get to say ridiculous things about their colleagues, about the media, about the public, on camera, on the record, with no consequences. Zero consequences. Whether it's about the truckers, whether it's about religious groups, whether it's about people they disagree with on the other side of the aisle protesting, blah, blah, blah. This is steady, consistent, demonstrable, and on the record, they do this. They want to take that away from the public. This is, of course, in line with the stuff we've talked about on this show before, limiting freedom of speech, IDing people on the internet, no more anonymity, no more private chats, no more dissent without your name on it. And why do they want your name on it? This is why. This is why. The things they tell you they are recording, okay? When it comes to posts, tone of the post, whether the post is gender-based harassment, whether the post is, quote, misogynistic, completely just so laughable and embarrassing, whether the post is otherwise abusive. What does that mean? Give me a break. And the identity of the MP being targeted, loaded word there. Here's what is not disclosed. What information specifically is on file for the people that they're keeping comments from? How is the database populated? So where does it come from? Does the MP do a control F in the comment section and tell you who to add to the database, and then all that stuff just gets added on its own? Who has access to the records? Those are official records. Can I file an information request to see if I'm in there? Can anybody? How long are the records retained? How long are they going to be there? How long are you on that list for? If I'm on the list, are they going to tell me? Do I get notified of it? I've committed some act that they're unhappy with. Do I get told about this? Okay. Can I challenge it? Can I put some context around it? Can I get a fair trial here about the things that were said online about the person that I'm quote unquote targeting? No. And what are the downstream actions? This is the important thing. What are the downstream actions? This is not hypothetical anymore. The police in the UK and other countries knocking on doors, making phone calls, showing up at people's place of employment. You said something on the internet. We want to talk to you about it. I am apoplectic about the possibility that this happens in Canada. You can almost see it already, the silhouette of creeping totalitarianism when it comes to online comments. We've talked about it on this show so many times, but this creeping totalitarianism is no longer creeping. It's here. And laws, regulations, and rules like this tell you everything you need to know about where you stand in the hierarchy between personal rights and being accused of targeting for saying something mean online. This is ridiculous. It is completely ridiculous. Canadians are right to be upset about a number of things. They are right to be upset at some of the tweets from the PMO. Stuff about, you know, Prime Minister Carney only a few hours ago tweeting out that we're in a positive trade balance now. Not mentioning, of course, that part of that is because of this crazy high price for oil over the last few months. Leaves that part out as though it's a policy position. It's actually in spite of the policy positions that that government has taken, not because of them, as are many of the successes of the industry here in this country. We have MPs frequently twisting words on podcasts, twisting words in public appearances. And by the way, I know, and we know, that MPs, politicians of all sorts, their representatives, Len, we know that they understand that they're losing the persuasion battle. How do I know this? Because they're putting out videos on their own. They're going direct to consumer, shutting off the replies, and not allowing any questions, any feedback, any anything. This is happening more and more. And there's people who will say, well, this is just what the age and the era calls for. No. You know who never shuts off the replies? Hate to say it. Hold your tomatoes. Trump. You know who never shuts off the replies? Politicians in the U.S. Those guys are in the boxing ring with their constituents. People who hate them, people who love them, and everything in between. In this country, the U.K., Australia, and other, you know, Eurozone and hopeful Eurozone, I suppose, in our case, much to my chagrin, countries, we see the opposite. We see kid gloves, make sure you show your ID, nothing rude online, can't be mean, can't be pointed. Why? Then what are you trying to prove to your constituents as a politician? You just say and do whatever you want. You shut off the replies. If anyone finds a way to criticize you, you put them in a database? That's the answer? I have a real fear. I've shared this with you privately. I'll share it publicly now. I have a real fear that podcasts are going to be a thing of the past inside of 5 years. Because who wants to do a podcast just, you know, patting the ass of the people who are in charge? The reason we do the podcast is because we think, I won't say we, I don't want to speak for you. The reason I do the podcast is because I think you're not getting the full story from the government. And it's not just our government. It's not just Prime Minister Carney. It would have been Prime Minister Poilievre. It would have been Prime Minister Trudeau. It would have been Prime Minister Harper. The full story is never available to you as a voter. There's tons of media in this country now paid for to the tune of, I think, between $6 and $8 billion, expanded from recent budgets to a new high, exponentially growing, supporting quote-unquote newsrooms and real journalism. It's horse shit is what it is. It's paid propaganda. And the problem these guys are having now is that the propaganda is democratized. And if everyone gets to have their say and everyone gets to tell you what they think the message is, and if everyone gets to poke holes in the story, it's completely unpalatable and indefensible by the powers that be. They know it. They know it. And so instead we get this. We should all be furious, all of us.
You know, I've traveled the country when they have senior officials like ministers or whomever, they travel from point A to point B in the cities, they block off traffic so the motorcade can travel. So they make sure all the peons can't get to where they got to go.
Of course, in the name of expedience, certainly not in the name of, we're not happy that you're here and we have something to say about your policy positions, of course. Or in the name of safety, as though protests. The thing is that protests are allowed to happen unsafely all the time. Look no further than the recent Palestine-Israel clashes in every major Western city in the last 3 years. Allowed to happen, no problem. Firebomb a church, no problem. Firebomb a synagogue, no problem. But heaven forbid people are holding signs alongside a motorcade.
Oh, I think it's just a matter of time. Because right now, from what I understand the Prime Minister, when he travels, he gets that type of of respect and that type of treatment. I get it. But for ministers right now, from what I understand, they don't have that. They still travel in a car. They get driven around, but it's not blocking off traffic and stuff like that for now. Once that happens, you know, we've crossed the threshold from the Canada we remember it, that we loved, that we grew up in, to a Banana Republic style situation. When that happens, and then we cross that threshold. And I don't think we're too far away.
No.
Which is too bad.
We're going to get, by the way, you know, again, I feel like I'm descending to tinfoil hat talk here, but we are going to get a false flag, something that's going to be traceable to a comment made online. And someone is going to say, we need this system to identify people who are dangerous to our elected officials. I mean, it's just so obvious. The lack of finesse and creativity at the top of the chain is laughable. The same people who are going to lead us into economic prosperity at a time when change has never been more difficult to anticipate can't even come up with an original idea to pass a censorship law. They can't do it. Wow. They have no creativity or finesse. It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. But they don't need it, of course, because they pay for every TV station, every newspaper, every reporter. It's just such a farce, man. It is such a farce. It's so embarrassing.
Well, we're very lucky over here in this show. Everything we say is tongue in cheek. We don't mean anything. So
I've never made a serious comment on this program. Yeah,
never. So if you're going to take anything away from the show, people that are watching and listening that are above us, this is the comment you should take. This is just for fun. You know, we mean nothing.
That's it. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, watching. If you like the program, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Accessofeasy.com is the website. EasyDNS.com for more fun, and bombthrower.com for more firepower. Mark is probably going to have to change the name of that website lest he wind up on a list of commenters as well. We will see you next week.
Take care.